Oh, yeah, it's good.
One.
Oh, yeah, that.
Yeah, now you remember.
My bad. We need to put it on our in our soundboard.
Yeah.
It's a good song. Might be. You know what would be good with this song? Big old ice cold Gatorade.
Yes.
Refreshing, you know?
It was not me.
It's got electrolytes.
Thank God it was not me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know who it is.
I have no idea what you're saying.
Okay.
I don't like what you're doing right now. I'm trying to be cryptic and you're trying to ruin it.
All right.
Thank you. All right, we have a theme music. Let's go to the hotline. Actually, let's not. Let's go to the regular line because the hotline is all jacked up.
I heard to count the show of Spike. Spike did it.
Oh, boy. Spike.
I mean the hotline, not the other thing. Oh, it's TM Powell, everybody. Hello, TM. How are you?
I'm doing good. Yeah, movies. That's the theme song Will gave me. Yeah.
My bad, dude. I totally brain farted that one.
Dang it.
I'm going to take an L on that one, much like Jameis Winston. Sorry. I ruined it. What's going on, pal?
Not so much. I do like that he gave me, like, I'm not the biggest Alien Ant Farm guy, but I have listened to other critics, you know, do spots, like, on radio and everything else, and they all seem to do the 20th Century Fox.
Oh, boy.
Kind of, you know, they're old, like, the trumpets and everything else, which, yeah. I mean, I kind of get, but I'm like, guys are all doing it. It's kind of the same thing. You know, change it up a little bit.
I honestly was nervous, TM, that you were going to say the opposite, that everyone plays Alien Ant Farm movies. And I was like, damn it. All right, we got to get you a new song.
Guys, can you just give me the 20th century goddamn intro one time? Sorry about that.
I think we have the market cornered on that one. We're good.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's TM
Doesn't that just sound so pretentious playing that music? Come on now.
It does.
But so many do it. I just think it's just kind of, I hate to say it, just lazy producing. At least like Will, like he kind of found something that did work, but, you know, it was different than that, you know?
That's why he's the greatest nighttime producer in all of radio.
It's a fact.
Hands down.
It's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he is.
So what's going on, buddy? Finally, we got something to talk about. We haven't talked to you in weeks, and it's just that little dead zone with movies and a lot of stuff, and finally, we got something to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, I was very honest with you last time we're on. I said there's nothing, and I wasn't lying. There really, you know, wasn't much. And this weekend, you know, I don't know if there had been as much focus on Don't Worry, Darling, if there wasn't all the drama behind the scenes. Now, I'm going to talk about the movie, but obviously, there was just a ton of it, you know, with, you know, Olivia Wilde, supposedly starts dating Harry Styles during the shoot. They fired Shia LaBeouf, but then he said, no, I quit. And then, you know, Olivia Wilde's on camera kind of bad-mouthing Florence Pugh, who then said, I'm not going to do, you know, press for this. She just basically went to Venice, showed up, and then left. And then at one point we thought that Harry Styles spit on Chris Pine, which he didn't. I mean, you can kind of see and figure it all out that it wasn't a spit, but it definitely looked like it. And considering there was all this drama around the film, that was the first thing people thought. So lots and lots of drama. Maybe a lot of it could have been avoided. I know Olivia Wilde's already coming out and saying things like, oh, it just always seems there's controversy surrounding my movie. Well, I hate to say it, you were kind of involved in part of this.
Now, Harry Styles, I mean, he's a handsome boy. He's a good singer and performer. Can he act?
Well, I will tell you about this movie. You know, this was, I think, a big significant role for him because he's in there with Florence Pugh. He's in there with Chris Pine. There was a focus on Olivia Wilde as a filmmaker, you know, that they, you know, she was one of the people that was getting her chance. Now, I don't know if that's going to work out in the future because of all the stuff that's around this, but yeah, there's always that part of it. I think at times he does struggle because Florence Pugh is such a great actress. Yeah. I mean, she's amazing. I've told people, pay attention to this girl. She is really good at what she does. She's got an Oscar nomination. She's in weird movies like Midsommar, but then gets an Oscar nom for Little Women, but also was great in Fighting With My Family. She was one of the few things I really liked in Black Widow. And I think at times Harry Styles definitely seems like he's being outworked a little bit by the people around him. And I think Chris Pine's really good in this movie. I think Florence Pugh is really good in this movie. Do I think this movie is the disaster that some people are painting? No, I don't. Do I think it's a good movie? I don't think that either.
Yeah. Unfortunate. Now, what's the plot and what's the setting for this movie for people who haven't heard of it? Because from what I see, it's like it's set in like the 50s, right?
Okay, I got to be careful about spoilers because there's a lot to spoil here.
Ah, okay.
They are living in a society that very much resembles the 1950s. Everything about how they act, what the women do, what the men do. There's a lot more going on to that, though, because they're very secluded, basically out in this desert oasis. And they're, you know, kind of been told, hey, don't leave past certain points. Just stay in here and do everything. And soon, kind of Florence Pugh's character, you know, she seems like she's got this perfect life. She's married Harry Styles. She's got a good job. You know, she's a homemaker, beautiful young girl. But then some weird things start to happen. And this is kind of part of my problem with this movie. Movie's 2 hours long. It's not like two and a half hours, three hours long. It's nothing long like that. But I will say, I don't think anything of significant importance in terms of unraveling what's going on doesn't really happen until about an hour and 15 minutes in. That's a lot of time sitting and waiting for something to kind of reveal itself at all. And that's the thing. It doesn't really reveal itself at all. I'm not going to spoil anything.
Okay.
The idea that they kind of, you know, mess around with in here, when people do see it, it is kind of a forward-thinking, pretty cool idea, and maybe kind of where we're heading as a society in some ways with certain things. I can't spoil. I'm sorry I'm being vague, but I can't spoil.
Gotcha.
And I do think that maybe there was a really good movie hiding out in this movie. I just think at the end, the execution just is not there, whether that's on Olivia Wilde, whether that's on the script, whether that's on the storytelling, whether it's the decision to kind of wait so long to, you know, reveal what's going on here. You got to engage people with the mystery, and you can't wait too long. And I do think that they just waited too long at times. I think still it's a showcase for Florence Pugh because she kind of carries this. And I think there will be some people who will like it because she's so good in it. And you're kind of so engaged, you know, with her character. But I think this is definitely heading to be a box office bomb, and it absolutely will not be the Oscar contender that Warner Brothers hoped for. It's just no way that's going to happen. And I do think there was some, you know, definitely some buzz around it. But when you start getting all the other drama, I think people start judging you, you know, judging, you know, what's going on outside the movie, or them rather what the movie is about. And so I think that had a lot to do with maybe some of the critics going after it. But I mean, like I said, there's been so much drama. I don't know if you realize this. Olivia Wilde was doing basically a sit down at CineCon, I believe that's where it was, and that's where the incident happened where Sudeikis delivered the custody papers to her on stage.
Oh, okay,
she was doing press for this movie. So, like I said, there's just been constant drama surrounding this drama movie. So,
I mean, are you concerned that the lack of promotion, because I got to be honest, I haven't seen anything on this as far as trailers, commercials. It seems like the big productions, like Nope, for instance, everything around it. I was watching, Thursday Night Football or Monday Night Football or preseason football or something. It was like every other second it was like brought to you by Nope. I was watching a UFC event on a pay-per-view, and it was Nope, Nope, Nope. They were just shoving this movie down our throats, like making sure that we went out and saw this and kept the buzz going to where it was it was being talked around. You know, it was a water cooler topic, you know, every day with this Don't Worry, Darling. I didn't know what it was until you told me, hey, do you want to talk about Don't Worry, Darling? You know, this is what you text me Monday or Tuesday. And I was like, yeah, dude, sounds good. And I looked over at Leah and I go, what the hell is Don't Worry, Darling? And she's like, I don't know. Don't worry. And I'm like, I'm not worried. Yeah. So do you think they did a poor job of promoting this thing? Because I don't know. I haven't heard anything. Will, have you heard of it?
I think they probably wanted to promote it heavy at one point. And then when it was getting all this negative press, I mean, because we all saw memes where Harry Styles like spitting in Chris Pine's lap. And like I said, that was nothing. It wasn't even that. But there was already so much drama around it. And then when the reviews started to not be great, and listen, some of these early reviews that came out of Venice, I was like, guys, this is not that bad of a movie. Like, it's got flaws, and yes, it misses the mark in some things, but I've seen way worse movies this year. You know, like, come on, guys, settle down. But I think it was the fact that this was supposed to be a big contender for Warner Brothers and was kind of a screenplay that had been out there for a while that people had wanted to make. And, you know, the whole push, you know, with you know, obviously representation and getting Olivia Wilde to be a director and, you know, be out there doing all, you know, this stuff as a woman director, you know, kind of, you know, taken away from, you know, the boys club and being there. But I mean, she created a lot of drama, it seems, with herself, because some of the rumors are is that she was running, you know, she was nowhere to be found on set at times because she was with Harry Styles and it was driving people crazy. I mean, supposedly that's one of the big things with Florence Pugh. So who the hell knows what actually went on that set? It could have been nothing.
Right.
But at the same time, when you live in this, you know, bubble like we do with TMZ and everything else, all it takes is just a little spark and then the fire starts burning.
Wouldn't it be great if he delivered the divorce papers as Ted Lasso? Wouldn't that be wonderful?
In the voice? Well, well, I mean, and honestly, it didn't make, that didn't make Sudeikis look very great. And there he is playing one of the most lovable characters on television right now. I mean, really. I mean, it's the truth. People love Ted Lasso. Mm-hmm. And here he is behind the scenes, maybe doing something kind of sketchy. So I don't know. It seemed like a whole lot of drama for a movie at the end of the day that was maybe just mediocre. You know, I mean, it's just the way it is sometimes. And Johnny, like I said, this is what we should be used to in September. I've told you many, many times, all we care about is football this month. It's the truth.
I mean, we got postseason baseball right around the corner. We got football, yep. Hockey's in a couple of weeks. I mean, it's a big month for sports. I mean, September, October, it's huge. So, yeah, we don't need a great movie until Christmas or Thanksgiving.
I think we're going to start seeing them in October. I mean, I've talked about Black Adam will be at the end of October. And you talk about marketing. I mean, you cannot avoid the Black Adam promotion right now. You know, and this was supposed to be out in July. And listen, that's not even till like late October. And we're already seeing it during football, you know, during, you know, other events, you know, big marketing campaigns and pushes for this. So, I mean, that's not even here yet. You know, there is Halloween Ends. You know, the last Halloween movie, I thought that first Halloween movie that, you know, Danny and all the did, that was very entertaining. You know, it was cool. Second one, I was entertained by it, but I also may have been playing Mystery Science Theater by the end of it. It was so ridiculous at times, really. So they're doing the Peacock in theaters. I don't think they should have done the Peacock. I think even if the movie got bad reviews, people want to see scary movies during, you know, October, and I think it would have been done fine no matter what the reviews were, and especially since those movies don't cost a lot of money to make. But yeah, you know, Black Adam will be the big one, and then you know, I do think, like we've talked about before, just so many reasons, not just the movie itself being a big sequel, but once again, the drama that surrounds it, and that's Black Panther.
Yeah.
I mean, I just think people want to see how they handle it. I know that sounds morbid, but it's, like I've said, much like the Fast and the Furious movies after Paul Walker died, and they basically said, hey, he's going to be in this next movie.
Yeah,
I think people, you know, had a morbid curiosity of how they would handle it. And I'm sorry, as a big Marvel fan, I do. As a movie critic, I do. I want to see how they're handling this because it's a really tough, I hate to use the word unique, but it really is a weirdly unique and tough and sad situation because their Chadwick Boseman's got, you know, everything he has. You know, he's the Black Panther, $700 million, gets a Marvel movie nominated for Best Picture. And what we don't know is he's hiding, he's battling cancer, and then passes away, like literally right after Endgame. I mean, I still say that's one of the most, in terms of like movie news and things happening, I mean, I think that's going to be one of the shockers of the decade still, the fact that we just lost him so quick.
Right, yeah, we didn't really have a chance to, you know, to prepare ourselves for it. It's like same thing with Norm MacDonald. He didn't tell anybody he was battling this, and then all of a sudden, boom, you know, he dies, and then they release a special he recorded in his basement. You know, it's just like, you know, I don't know. I don't feel like we were robbed of like our last moments with him. You know, in a lot of ways, you respect the hell out of it because you're like, look, this guy, he knows he was put on the earth to be an entertainer, and he doesn't want to bring people down. You know, that's his choice to play it out that way. And, you know, and it just, yeah, like you said, the shock was like, what the hell is Chadwick Boseman? Like, this guy is, you know, he's great and everything. You know, now what the hell's going to happen? At least they have the technology.
I can't tell you what the text message said, but I can still remember sitting there on a Saturday night and getting a text message from Gio, just being like, you know, a couple of curse words and being like, this can't be real.
Right.
Yeah. You know, and I'm like, what? You know, just because they say it came out of nowhere. And you're talking about Norm. Here's the thing about Norm. Norm really, really wanted to make you uncomfortable, But that was the last way he wanted to make you feel uncomfortable.
Right.
People know it. Yeah. I mean, that really is the truth, the norm. He did everything in the world to make you feel uncomfortable. But when he actually could have made you feel uncomfortable and then obviously garnered tons of sympathy,
yeah.
He didn't do it. He kept it to himself. And I respect that in a way. You know, I mean, there are some people that bring it forward. Like recently, I'm sure everyone saw, a couple of us probably saw it. Shannon Sharp, he kept it quiet.
Yeah,
you know, that he had prostate cancer and then announced it on television. I was like, oh, my gosh. And not only did he have it, he had it like 6 or 7 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, right when he started, you know, on Fox Sports over there. So he kept it quiet, too. But I just think it's crazy with Bozeman how he was shooting all the Black Panther movies, shooting, you know, Avengers.
Yeah.
And was sick. I mean, give it up to him. Just, I mean,
he looked good
about coming to work every day. Yeah. When we complain about our jobs, I don't care if they're movie stars or whatever. The dude was battling some really bad cancer and showing up every day and doing press and smiling the whole way through it.
I know. The other thing about the Norm MacDonald story, if you go back and look at not the special he did, I don't think it was the Basement special. It was one right before that. He was actually battling cancer and he did a joke about cancer when people didn't know he had it. And it's such a good joke and poignant. He said, I don't know why people say you lose your fight with cancer. He goes, because if you die from cancer, cancer also dies. So you didn't lose, you know, cancer went down with you. You know what I mean? That was the whole point of like the joke. And it's like, kind of made you think, yeah.
Wayfair's Labor Day clearance is back. Now through September 3rd, score up to 70% off everything home. Plus, end summer with can't-miss surprise flash deals. Because at Wayfair, new season means new savings. Like up to 70% off rugs, up to 50% off bedroom furniture, up to 60% off kitchen essentials, and up to 50% off dining furniture. All with fast shipping right to your doorstep. Shop Wayfair's Labor Day clearance now through September 3rd for up to 70% off.
Wayfair. Every style, every home.